office has the ability to affect people in ways that they wouldn't normally think about, because a lot of people think, well, it's just the treasurer's office. We have a constitutionally balanced budget. That simply literally means that we can't spend more than we take in. It doesn't mean that we have tremendously outstanding debts for our obligations of capital improvements that we've done in the state. And secondly, we also have a very liberal benefit plan for our teachers and retired state employees. And if the pension fund is improperly managed, the people that's on the hook to pay these benefits are the taxpayers of North Carolina.
What do you think makes you right for this position? Because you talk about the debt and the money, so what makes you right to fix this problem?
What makes me right to fix these problems is I've identified these problems and others there, and I have been I'm a CPA, certified public accountant, and I've worked as an accountant for the state. I worked in several positions in manufacturing back when we made things in North Carolina, and I've been in practice as a CPA since the 1980s. So I'm fairly familiar with, you know, financial and monetary issues. And I think that is a big qualification. First of all, you got to see the problem. And secondly, you know, you have to have some idea of how to fix the problem.
And if you were elected North Carolina treasurer, what would you do to fix the problem? Like, what specifically would you do to make these money problems go away?
The treasurer has no legislative power and actually very little executive power. But you are charged with the physical well-being of the state of North Carolina. So therefore, I would keep this problem out in front of the public and the legislature and the governor. And then I would probably, you know, maybe offer, you know, some of my ideas of how I would address it. But it would be entirely actually up to other people to do the legislation and the enforcement.
How would you address these issues?
One of the ways we could perhaps solve the unemployment insolvency of our unemployment fund would be to perhaps issue bonds either externally or even perhaps internally to cover that. And we may could have that be repaid over time, which under current law is the responsibility of the employers. But we might perhaps could pay the interest on that from the general fund. It's possible. That's how we probably can only attack that. The problem we run into is that this fund pays for people who are out of work, and we already have this huge deficit. So if we have another downturn in our economy, we're already broke. So we have to address it very quickly. And the other issue is of the general outstanding debt. At this time, I think it would be very unwise to create any additional debt, and we should simply be trying to retire or refinance at lower rates the existing debts that we have.
Okay, and could you just very clearly state for me in just like a simple sentence the issues that are in this year's race for treasurer?
In addition to the debt issues I've already discussed, we have a distinction between myself and my opponent. I'm taking absolutely no what is known as pay-to-play money in this campaign to influence my decisions as treasurer. Secondly, I think we should have voter-owned elections, and I mean that more literally than figuratively. I'm not necessarily advocating that we have public funding for this position, as some people have, but that the public needs to be aware of where the money comes from that funds the election to this office. And one of the most important differences we have is we were promised and been promised transparency in this office, and we now have less transparency than we have ever had, because